morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I would like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there? You survived Black Friday.
Yes, we did. We actually got up and did some stuff because our youngest daughter, Harley's, never gone Black Friday shopping.
Oh, okay.
So my wife says, well, you do realize that Black Friday means you get up at oh dark 30, like at 4 or 5 in the morning. And then she says, oh, you mean like when we have an 8 o'clock game in softball?
Yeah, there you go. Relate it back to softball. I got to tell you, you know, although it's, I don't think it's quite the same as it was, because if my email inbox and spam folder are any indication, for the last 2 weeks, they've been filled with pre-Black Friday, pre-Black Friday.
So I
understand, but I'm glad. Hope everybody had just a absolutely wonderful, overstuffed food Thanksgiving. I know last week was fantastic for us. We had our big pie event for past clients, and we brave Costco so you don't have to. And it was great because we got to see about 450 of our past clients and kids at the... And so it was an awesome Thanksgiving. Great to see friends and family and past clients. And
yes,
so very, very wonderful. And of course, in the fashion, I'm glad, John, that you brought up Black Friday, because I did use that for my theme, because we have Black Friday and Cyber Monday coming up on Monday. So, but before we get to that, I do always like to start off with my crazy celebrity real estate house. And this one kind of shocked me a little bit. So Bob Vila.
Yes.
Who kind of really started the whole... I mean, if you had to source it back to where did HGTV and all this start and the handyman shows, he was kind of, you know, the front runner on that deal with this old house and Bob Vila's home again.
He got his start, I think it was on public television a long, long, long time ago. And then Sears... much to their credit.
Yes.
Hey, let's do something. And then it exploded from there. But he was the godfather of home improvement.
Absolutely. Well, he has a house which is just hit the market. So he is in Florida. He's located on what's known as the Everglades Island.
Okay.
And it says that he's ready to downsize. So listen to this, though. The house was just listed for $52.9 million.
Wow.
Now, I was kind of surprised. I mean... I know Bob Vila, he did his thing in craziness, but I was not expecting to see that he was in a house that was like that. But
was it a remodel?
You nailed it. You nailed it. There was some of it that had been highly, highly remodeled. He actually hired somebody back in 2005 was the last time the house had a major facelift. And here's where I think a lot of the cost comes from it, because it includes 175 feet of water frontage. It's almost an acre. And it's almost 6,300 square feet. But here's the thing about this house. Now listed, I mean, this just blows my mind, for $52.9 million. It has been in their family since 1975.
Wow.
So his wife, Diana Barrett, she purchased the home from her mother's estate for $6.1 million, and then her mother, originally bought the house in 1975 for $375,000.
Wow.
$375,000 listed now for $52 million dollars. So,
ladies and gentlemen, we present the world's record for appreciation.
I mean, it's really close. And then just to, I mean, this story had so many layers to it. Just to top it off, I love this. Guess who their realtor is? Guess who's has it listed?
Oh boy. I'm drawing a blank.
Their son, Chris Vila.
Oh, okay.
So there's a nice little listing from mom and dad.
Yeah.
So anyway, I appreciated so much about that story for sure. So that was our crazy residential celebrity story.
Well, when you get to where he is, you can pick and choose your innovation projects. He's like, I got the dough. Let somebody else bust their knuckles.
That's exactly right. And I definitely think he's headed for a downsize in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, part of, I kind of hinted at this before we started, but, you know, the theme I like to use for this show is kind of our Black Friday, Cyber Monday. What does that look like in a real estate transaction? Hmm. So what does a sale look like in the real estate transaction? And so I wanted to take a really good look at the market so people understand, because a lot of people have said that. There's been articles come out and certain markets prices are coming down. And so I wanted to really look at what are prices like here and what would be considered a Black Friday, Cyber Monday deal in real estate. And trust me, even locally, I saw plenty of emails earlier in the week on Wednesday, Tuesday and Wednesday, that local agents had sent out with new price or Black Friday pricing. And so It's out there in our market. But there's a couple things you'll see. For Black Friday real estate deals this time of year and then headed into the winter, one of the things you'll see is you'll see just a price drop, like those emails I just told you about that were in my inbox and that agents were trying to get the word out. The other thing that you'll see happening for discounts this time of year are closing cost concessions, especially in the new construction realm. Mm. A lot of times you will see a builder credit, or you will see a builder willing to give a larger credit if you use their financing company because they have bulk deals set up or in-house financing.
Mm-hmm.
So closing cost concessions are a big one. The other thing that you see happen a lot this time of year is potential interest rate buy-downs. We've seen the rates come down a little bit now, but if you combine that with a buy-down where the seller contributes toward a buy-down, you can get an introductory rate for the first and second year much lower than the market rates are right now. The other thing that we see happen a lot this time of year is offers for free landscaping and or appliance packages. A lot of times the builders are willing to kick in on those, or even sometimes resale sellers are leaving appliances or offering an appliance package with the houses right now. So those are some of the concessions that you will see happening. And people ask me all the time, well, why would a builder, especially in new construction, offer a concession like this? And I've talked about this a little bit before on the show, but in new construction building like that, when you've got a builder going into a subdivision where they're going to build out, say, 100 lots, If you come into a slower time of year where you need to offer some sort of incentive to get product moved.
Yes.
If you just lower the price, the problem that the builders run into in that situation is that records at the county, that's shown on public records. And so if they're, say, only 10 lots into a 100-lot phase and you give up $10,000 on a house, well, it's not just that one house that you gave up that. Now that if the public looks or Zillow picks it up and puts it in their reports and looks at that, you know, you've got 90 more lots to build out, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've given a $10,000 discount on, and then you end up getting stuck doing that on 90 more lots, you know, that's a $900,000, almost $1 million change for a builder. So a builder is way more willing to offer a closing cost concession but maintain pricing, or offer a free appliance package but also maintain pricing, so that base pricing for that development is not being diminished if the market turns quickly, and they will not offer those incentives moving forward. So that's one of the big things we see. Like, you are way more likely to get an upgrade or something done at the builder's cost than you are a price reduction. So for instance, say a normal upgrade is $10,000. You want a third bay on a garage or a block fence. Well, depending upon what it is, if the builder can buy the materials and stuff for that pricing, they might be able to get that done for $5,000. So they might be way more willing to throw in that extra, or if you ask for in your offer an extra like that, way more willing to do that as opposed to just lopping off the 10 grand on the pricing. And that allows them to maintain that throughout the plat. So that's one of the tricks of the Black Friday, Cyber Monday that we see happening a lot in the real estate world. The other important thing I wanted to talk about today is really looking at which part of the market segment is on sale. And what do I mean by that? Well, I mean, what price ranges are we seeing things sell for less than they're listed for? Is there any differentiation? I want to go through the numbers today and say, are there any differentiation in those price ranges with what's going on in the market? And then how does that relate to me possibly getting a Black Friday, Cyber Monday, December type deal on housing? So I broke this down into the different price ranges that we're dealing with. And before the break here, I'm just going to talk about actives, and then we can go and talk about what has actually sold and what that looks like numbers wise. But I started the range at 300,000 to 400,000.
Okay.
So on the low end of the market, I said, what's going on at 300,000 to 400,000? Well, right now, I just pulled the four big cities. So I just got Kennewick, Richland, Pasco, and West Richland on this. 300,000 to 400,000 right now. There's 93 active listings. So not a ton in that price range. And average days on the market is 57 days.
Okay.
So, you know, that's a little bit more than what we were used to. Say that price range a year ago, when we were getting ready to talk about this on the show, we were seeing, you know, 22, 23 days on the market in that price range.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing, though. List price to sold price in that price property. And people ask me this question. Well, at the Pi event last week, tons of customers and past clients said, what's going on with pricing? I see houses sitting a little bit longer. I see price reduce signs. But if we look at the bulk numbers on that deal, they are getting 99.7% list price to sold price ratio. So not a lot of discounts in that price point.
A little bit.
But I mean, statistically, very, very close to list price still. Now, here's what's interesting. We jump up to 400,000 to 500,000. So 400,000 to 500,000, there were only 93 listings, 400,000 to 500,000, 226 active listings. So way more than double the previous price range. What happens when you have more active listings on the market like that?
Prices go down.
Potentially, yes, prices go down, but days on market go up, you know, so there's more inventory available. So when we look at that situation, average days on the market in that price range, 67. Okay, so that's starting to get a little bit more normalized market and tells buyers you have a little bit of time in this price range for looking there.
Yes.
Now, list price to sold price there, almost identical, 99.7% also in that price range. Here's where things get really, really interesting. So that was 400 to 500. Thousand.
Okay.
Now there has always been in this market, there's always been that $500,000 kind of like, oh man, ceiling a little bit. And so you're like, okay, now we're going to go over that. So we start to look now at the next price point, 500 to 600,000. 500 to 600,000, 159 active listings. So a decent amount. But here's the thing. Average days on the market in that price point. Now, granted, now we're getting into a lot of inventory where we had new construction, a little bit longer to sell. 108 days on the market. The high, the second highest that we're going to talk about in our range here. And we see list price to sold price start to come down a little bit. So that one, not a lot difference, but instead of 99.7, we're at 99.27. So what we have happening, you go over 500,000. We've had higher interest rates the last 3 months. We've had some of those homes sitting, obviously, longer on the market, taking a little bit longer to sell. And then we see that there's a little bit of negotiation that happens in that price point. It's interesting because at that point, I expected to see our days on the market and our number of average come go up even higher. But it reverses. So it's a weird point, right? And this is why I always say when you're going on the market, talk to your agent about your price band and that, that band, what that looks like. Because now when we go to 600,000 to 700,000, there's only 103 homes on the market in that price point between the four cities. But average days on the market from the previous band drops back down. So from 108 to 95. And so it's weird because sometimes people be like, well, should I price at 595 or should I price at 610? I'm looking at these different. Well, there's a little bit of a mental game there with these price banding, and we've got lower days on the market in the 600 to 700 range. And then after that in Tri-Cities, we really start to see the numbers drop off a little bit. 700,000 to 800,000, only 47 active listings. 91 days on the market, so very similar from the previous price point. But now 700,000 to 800,000, we've dropped down. Now, it's only 1%, and that's also why I'm doing this, to drive the point across. But that price range drops down to 98.9. sold price to list price ratio.
So a little bit of a price
little
drop.
Bit more of a buffer. So, you know, of the, in the last 3 months, there were 35 sold in that price point. So, you know, there was a little bit of negotiation there. And then the next band I did was a little bit bigger. I just did 800,000 to a million, 73 homes, but average days on the market, the highest of all the ranges here. 125 days on the market. So now we're getting to the 4 month time period. Okay. And you've always heard me on say on the show that really 6 months of inventory, 6 months of inventory is when we get to kind of a balanced market where it's not a buyer's market, not really a seller's market. And you think about interest rates and the payments on those higher priced homes, even though, you know, maybe those are move up buyers and they're bringing some cash and some equity. Even though that's the case, that is the only market segment in those price points that we're seeing is approaching a balanced market in Tri-Cities. And we've been talking for years, when are we going to get back to that point?
Yeah.
The other segments, not there yet, but 800 to a million, becoming a balanced market, a very normalized days on the market amount with the 4 months, and the most negotiable price range, meaning that that was 98.5% list price to sale price ratio. So if you were going to get a deal and we were looking and money was no object and you looked, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, real estate, 800,000 to a million, softer than any of the other market segments than when what we're looking at.
Interesting.
When we come back from the break, we're going to take a quick peek at what the October numbers this October look like on sale compared to last October.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house in the middle of our street.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. Today we've been talking about our Black Friday, Cyber Monday, real estate special, and what that looks like and in our market. And, you know, one of the things we're pretty thankful about is prices have continued to stay very steady. And so we're going to talk a little bit about this October's numbers versus previous October. But for the most part, we've entered a kind of a stabilized market position to where I've told a lot of people that I saw and talked to about the market last week, a more normalized market to what we're used to seeing around here. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it can change as things come, but we've seen rates come back down the last couple of weeks, and that's helped. And just kind of keeping an eye on days on market. Before I get into our comparison numbers, though, I do want to get out a pick three.
Okay.
I thought that this pick three, my Thanksgiving special theme and Black Friday theme is did you not have enough room for the in-laws while they were here? And so here is some multi-generational pick three special. A lot of people are looking for these type of properties where they can combine households and have multiple generations on one property. And I've got three awesome ones right now. Pick number one, my multi-generational special, I got 1308 Conway in Kennewick. Now, this is a great place that we have listed on 1.57 acres in central Richland. It's got a four bedroom, two bath main house that has 3,600 square feet and a three bed, two bath secondary home with 1,600 square feet, plus a shop, a pool, raised garden beds, shed, tack room, stables, and chicken coop. I guess you and the in-laws will have to fight over who gets the eggs, whoever gets up early in the morning, and a fully fenced pasture. So you're getting all of that in central Kennewick, and that is coming in priced at $750,000. So when you break that up,
wow,
two houses for the price, you know, for the price of one. I mean, if you look at averages on there, coming in at like $325,000 a piece for that situation, if you break out the houses, awesome, awesome property to take a look at. Pick number two in my multi-generational special. This is also on acreage, 1.37 acres. Quiet location, great privacy and convenience. You've got a main residence constructed in 2005 that was 2,442 square feet. Awesome layout, three bedrooms and three bathrooms for that. Contemporary design, lots of storage. Great kitchen in that property. And then to add to the value is the second home, which is an absolute vintage gem, built in 1940, three bedrooms, two bath there, 1180 square feet, updated kitchen, and new flooring throughout. This property coming in at $724,990.
Ooh.
And then if you go pick number three, I'm going to take you out to 4002 South Ledbetter in Kennewick.
Okay.
You've got a five-bedroom, four-bath Rambler with a basement that's 4,492 square feet.
That's pretty big.
Canyon Lakes neighborhood, quiet cul-de-sac, awesome, awesome property. You've got gleaming hardwood flooring throughout the entry, living room. Ideal setup here for multi-generational living because you've got dual primary suites, great for families that want to reside together, or maybe a second family member that wanted their own ensuite. The oversized main level primary suite has walk-in closet. And it's a closet. It's 13 by 10. It's almost another freaking room. Private bathroom, jetted tub. Downstairs in the lower level, you have a second family room. Outside, fully fenced backyard. And that's coming in. This price point's incredible. It's $675,000.
Wow.
So some really, really good, awesome, multi-generational opportunities out there. Well, in keeping with my theme, I wanted to do a little comparison and just give people an idea of like where the market's gone and look at the numbers that we have in another couple weeks, and we'll get November's numbers. But if we're looking at kind of our Black Friday sales special, what do the numbers look like month over month from 2022 to today? So if we look back in October of 2022, we were sitting on 751 active listings.
Okay.
Today, in 2023, the October numbers were 874. Mm. So I told you, we were kind of knocking on the door. I feel like we're kind of knocking on the door of that 1,000 listing mark, mm-hmm. which, mind you, is still super, super healthy for our area and our market. But that is more inventory than we have seen in over 4 years. So,
wow.
So buyers that are out there, as these rates start to tick back down, you have more choices in this market than you've had in the last 4 years. Second number that we look at in that situation, and this is what I've been talking about in the market, is we look at the number of listings sold in that month. So in 2022, that number was 268. And in 2023, we're looking at only 243. So when you look at that, you say, okay, less number of listings that that were sold, mm-hmm. and more inventory. So that's where we're getting a little bit of that longer days on the market and what's happening in that situation. And that's exactly the case. But it's not like super, super drastic. So if you look at all listings, 2022, it was very, very fast. And that was moving at 27 days on the market. This October 2023, it did ratchet up a little bit, but that went to 35 days on the market.
Okay,
so you were seeing that, and that's one of the reasons why we have more inventory now. We had the higher interest rates, which we're now finally starting to see to ratchet back down. But overall, similar price points. If you looked at average sold price, just last month was $452,000. But the previous October in 2022 was screaming, one of the highest we ever had, at $470,000. Mm. So if we look at that October to October, we saw that average price point come down a little bit. And it makes sense then that we saw days on the market be just a little bit longer. So what is that telling us about where we're going and what's happening? Well, one of the things we saw is that's not a surprising number. When I look at the interest rates, last month was the highest point that we had basically seen interest rates get to. I mean, I came into the radio show and told you that I was, you know, taking extra medication.
Yeah.
And it was, rates were at, you know, we saw like two loans or three loans get done at, you know, 8.85, 9%. Mm-hmm. And those rates were crazy. And so we saw that reflected in those numbers. Now we're starting to see some of the inflation data come in, that they've slowed inflation. Some of the unemployment numbers worse than they anticipated would be. And because of that, we've seen the markets respond and those rates start to come back down a little bit. So I think what we'll see happen is we'll have a very similar November and December that we had over the previous year as we kind of finish this out. So what I'm counseling people on is we've had a lot of buyers that were out of the market. Mm-hmm. Because rates were so high and they were just going to rent until those rates came down. When that happened, we saw our inventory in the Tri-Cities start to grow, and many other markets experience that same thing. Days on the market are up there a little bit, so buyers have some choices. They can actually do home inspections right now. They can, you know, they're kind of driving the bus on that a little bit. And with choices being out there and rates coming back down, there's going to be this time period where you're likely to potentially get a pretty good deal. Now's one of those time periods. If rates come down further, you'll see in the spring market, as it fires up and gets competitive again, you might see those numbers come back down. But right now, it looks like with lower rates, higher inventory, there are some potential Cyber Monday deals out mm-hmm. there for people that are looking. And we talked about today some of those specific ranges that you're able to get into. If you, it looks like basically if you need to sell from 3 to 450,000, mm-hmm. what we went over before the break, you're going to get top dollar.
Yeah.
And then if you're looking to upgrade and move into that range, 5 to 650, there's more flexibility in that range right now. So sell in a range with the lower days on the market, buy in a range with the higher days on the market, use your negotiating power. That's what the statistics and those numbers are looking like right now. If you've potentially thought about making a move like that, go to kenmoreteam.com. We can do an analysis for you and let you know. We would love to do that. We hope everybody finalizes out their Thanksgiving weekend. Hope you enjoyed some great time with your family. Mm-hmm. If you are traveling back today and tomorrow to where you're going, please be safe. And
yes.
And we wish you the best getting to where you need to go. And we will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house.